What an embarrassing and florid bus journey that was. Thank you, Sean Gillett. I will kill you, and you are dead to me. If anybody ever asks me who Liam Cohen is again, I'll just say he's a friend who died. I get home, and I've got to sign this fucking summary care records thing. And, because I don't like people, you know. I don't like the NHS sharing my data with everybody. So, yeah. I'm one of those old people who, you know, doesn't trust technology. Technophobe. No, it's just simply I don't like my information being shared about my health. So, I can't free post it. They don't give you an envelope. You have to return it to your GP practice and get them to sign it, which is... Oh, God, I've got to go and find my NHS number. She's going to take... No, I know where it is. I know where my medical piece of A4 paper is. They used to be medical cards, but now they're not medical cards. It's just a letter that you have to keep for eternity. By the way, you have 4¾ an hour-ish until the polls close. Please do vote. If you are planning to vote, somebody said on Twitter, if you're planning to vote, please go to your nearest polling station. It should be clearly signed. If you're planning to vote, please do vote, unless you're planning on voting Conservative, in which case you can jump off a cliff. Election coverage tonight, I will most probably be watching a mixture of Channel 4's Alternative Election Night, as well as a bit of BBC / BBC News 24, even though actually I think BBC News 24 are going to be simulcasting, you know, if there's breaking news, you know, if like Greece is blowing up or something. They'll shift over to that, so either BBC One or Channel 4, for those still on analogue television. Right, my cat needs feeding, and I need tea, and I need to sign this letter, and then piss off to Harston tomorrow on my day off. Hooray! Hooray for me. Yes, I do actually say hooray like that. If you're not happy with that, go and fuck yourself, or vote Conservative.